Peace and blessings, ladies and gentlemen. Peace and blessings. What's going on, world? It's been a minute. Welcome to the AS3 Live Vibe, man. Episode 11. This is my 11th episode of this podcast. First and foremost, I just want to say thank God for being alive. Thank the ancestors for doing what they did to help us be where we are today. Last but not least, I'd like to thank each and every single one of y'all who have been tuning into some of these episodes. And I'm really just getting started, just trying to put the platform together, figure out what I want to speak on, and, you know, just kind of letting it go. I've been just pretty much letting it be a flow. And I just pretty much say what's on my mind, but as we get deeper into it, I'm going to say probably around episode between 15 to 20, I will start trying to structure it differently, have a little bit more topics that I'm going to speak on specifically, just so that way you guys can, you know, tune in without getting lost. We're at the mercy of every situation right now in the state of the USA because of this COVID-19 mess and the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. Everything is pretty much about agenda right now and about demasculating the male society. That's how I truly feel. Everything that we see on TV and shows and things of that nature, they're making it a point to make sure that they keep us not only confused, but just let us know little by little that they're pushing a narrative that it's a must at some point that all men pretty much turn gay or be flamboyant. Like, there's no... I was brought up in the 80s. I missed the 90s. People knew who they were. They wasn't confused like that. And there wasn't all of this back and forth about homosexuality and all this weird old dumb shit. I'm so sick and tired of the media with all of this fabricated nonsense. I'm tired of the celebrities with their dumbasses. They don't know shit. They just know how to get a bag, and that's all they care about. And as long as their family's good, they can care less about the people, the actual people. Well, I'm here to put all of the bullshit aside and let you know that I care about my family and I care about the people. Meaning that if you're a fucking human being on this planet, I care about you. I've been trying so hard not to get frustrated with a lot of the information and things that I've been seeing. But it's so hard to, like, not be affected by this shit unless you completely are cut off the grid and just, like, don't have a phone or don't want to look at social. Like, unless you're one of them. And I'm an entertainer, so I can't be one of them people who just act like shit is not going on or act like I don't want to be on social media. Like, I use social media for my purpose of entertaining people, whether I'm dancing, singing, rapping. You know, these are things that I've done my whole life. I pretty much put everything on social media. I'm an open book. If you want to really know about me, you can go to my Facebook, AS3. You can go to my Instagram at VettaVinci. VettaVinci. VettaVinci, you can find me on Instagram. And I pretty much put everything out there in terms of the energy that I'm going through, whether I'm feeling sad, happy, whatever the case may be.